And now,
we present to you.
Seriously.
Ignorant news.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing. I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real? S-I-N.
Seriously ignorant news.
Catch Damon tonight with Rob Stapleton, Vanessa Fraction, and Kenny Williams in the Bronx at Salsa Consuego. Tickets go on sale Friday for Funny First Saturdays in Chicago. Info at funnyfirstsaturdays.com. Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports from Chicago on a criminal who supports J. Anthony Brown's theory about marriage. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom. As serious as a toothless man with a taffy apple.
Oh, dear.
Try to figure that out. Here you go, Jay. You're going to love this one, man. All right. A 70-year-old bank robber is a rare thing. So usually if a senior citizen commits a crime, you expect that they're having hard luck, you know, like they couldn't afford medication or they were suffering from dementia or something like that. But not in this case. This case, 70-year-old Lawrence John Ripple was of sound mind and body. He was very deliberate in his attempt to rob a bank. So much so, he sat down at home, wrote up the banknote, you know, in front of his wife. Now, he was claiming he had a gun. He went to the bank, demanded money, took the bank teller the letter. She read it, gave him the money. He got away with the money. Then he went right to the bank lobby and sat down.
Tired.
Yep. Took a seat. So when the guard approached, he said, "Hey, I'm the suspect. I'm the one you're looking for." Now, when he was arrested, he told the cops he wanted to go to jail because he said he'd rather be locked up than to live with his wife. In fact, he told his wife while he was writing the note what he was doing. "I'm about to write a note because I want to get caught and go to jail." Now, you know, she probably think, "Yeah, whatever, Larry." Larry did it. Larry has been charged, locked up, and apparently got his best night's sleep in years. Seriously.
How old is he?
70 years old, Tom. Chilling in a cell, happily. Seriously.
Wow. Got his legs crossed, hands behind his head. Looking
smoking
up
a square.
Square.
Smoking a square and whistling.
This is the life.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Even if I get
so long,
even if I get molested, it's better than
right.
being with her.
Oh my God.
It's probably the best sex he had in a while.
Oh my God.
Super Dave, thank you so much. All
and
right,
way more frequent. You know what I'm
saying? Oh Jesus!
You ain't even got to ask her to go down. But look, this next story, we gonna move on.
You got another one.
Yeah, I got another one. Check this one out. You're going to like this one, too.
Oh, my God.
It's the kids. It's not the kids, but the mother that's in trouble, right? Some mothers in trouble with the law. A police officer in Vancouver, Columbia, pulled a car over because it was spotted speeding through a school zone. Now, when the officer pulled over the car, he said it was pretty evident that somebody in the car had been smoking weed. And if it's in Vancouver, that's that BC bud. It's very loud. Don't ask me how I know. Anyway. So the officer said the driver actually admitted she, in fact, had smoked some weed. She said she and her passengers were all mothers, and they had smoked a celebratory joint because it was the first day of school. They had just dropped their kids off after summer vacation. But here's the kicker. They didn't even get charged with nothing. They let them go.
They understood, huh?
They understood. And actually, so-called drug recognition experts said they weren't high enough to be charged. Now, people wonder why I love Canada. And I don't know how they were sober. Because that's where Snoop and Wiz Khalifa get their weed. Seriously.
A drug recognition expert?
That's what the story says.
What a job.
Yeah. I show up.
How do you get that gig?
Exactly.
Let me see what you got here.
Nah, that ain't that. You all right.
You're, You almost dead.
Take it all back to the house. Okay.
But, yep, that's drugs, all right. I recognize him.
Hey, Sim.
I'm an expert.
He's an expert on drug recognition, but he won't go to work. can't get him out the house.
There's the downside of that.
Wow, man.
Well, I'll report to you live from Chicago. See you in New York, y'all.
Tonight.
Later, D. Have a good one, man.
I already did.
Smoking a square.
Legs crossed in the cell.
Legs crossed. Look at that.
Whistling.
And you don't have to ask to go down.
Man, you know your underwear in the sink soaking right now.
Oh, my God.